7:38. Darren Frehill is here with the sport.
Good morning, Rachel. Well, we're going to start with rugby news, and Bundy Aki will appear before a disciplinary panel at 11:30 this morning, and he is going to learn his World Cup fate. Sent off, as we know, against Samoa at the weekend. Ireland meet New Zealand in the quarterfinals next Saturday, and if suspended, the ban could well end his World Cup tournament. More on that in an hour. But what about New Zealand? Johnny Sexton has been talking to RTE Sport about the challenge ahead. Michael Corcoran caught up with him earlier this morning.
It's a huge challenge. You know, we knew that no matter if we got out of our pool, who we got was going to be huge, a big task. But it's when we can produce our best performances when there's more asked of us. And hopefully we can do that again this week.
Is this almost like the ultimate test?
100%, yeah, that's clear. You know, they're the best team in the world over the last, I think over 10 years they've been number one in the world. So for us it's the biggest challenge. They've had some sort of continuity in personnel with their coach and staff as well. So they've got experience at the World Cup. But, you know, we know that come Saturday night that none of these things matter. It's who plays better on the day that can get the result. We know we have to play close to our best, or we have to play our best to get the right result.
That game is live on RTE Radio next Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. Do tune in for that. Irish manager Mick McCarthy says he's open to starting Aaron Connolly for the big European qualifier against Switzerland tomorrow. David McGoldrick has not recovered from his groin injury. The Irish team have two games left. The game against the Swiss tomorrow, and then we're home to Denmark next month, and we need to win one of those matches to progress to the 2020 finals. It's as simple as that. The Irish manager says he is surprised with some of the criticism of the Georgian game. He's been speaking to FEI TV.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think everybody would have took the position they're in now. Going to Switzerland, and if we win, we qualify. If we beat Denmark, we qualify. Of course, the peddlers of doom and gloom will say, well, we've no chance of winning. I don't get that. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? You know, we've been all right. We've played better against the better sides, actually. We've been better performances. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we all are. That's tomorrow, live on 2FM and RTE2 Television. Former footballer and regular contributor here to Morning Ireland, Paul Curry, joins me on the line. Paul, ask you first of all, the criticism. Do you think Mick has a right to feel aggrieved?
I do, Darren, and I can understand why he does feel aggrieved. You know, we still sit top of the group. We're unbeaten. We haven't conceded many goals. We look like a well-drilled, well-organised side. I just think from a fan's point of view, we probably expect more against the likes of Georgia. Our ability to retain the ball was quite poor the other night, and we really struggled again to create chances. So that was disappointing in itself. But I think as a whole, and as you look at the group, we sit in a good position. We know our fate given the last two games, but we will definitely need higher levels of performance if we're to get out of this group.
Now, what about Aaron Connolly? We know David McGoldrick is not available. We know the impact Aaron made when he did come on for the last 10 minutes against Georgia. Do you start him tomorrow night?
I would. I think when you look at the final third, Darren, and what we offered against Georgia, we didn't really give an awful lot. I think James Collins struggled up there, and James Collins hasn't got the legs to run in behind defences and cause them problems. And I think when you look at Aaron Connolly and his game, he does that. I think he will start. Whether he starts up top or whether he starts out wide is probably the question. But definitely somebody who can offer something different, and maybe just somebody who can run in behind defences and relieve a bit of pressure, because looking at this Swiss game, we're not going to have huge amounts of the ball, and maybe it's a counter-attack is our best route to go.
And if we were to get the 3 points, which game do you think we'd get them in?
Most likely the Denmark game. You know, Switzerland are the 11th top side in the world, and they were really, really good against Denmark the other night. So I guess either way, Darren, if you look at it, if we're to get a result, we're really banking on another clean sheet and probably a goal from a set piece.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. It wouldn't be Irish soccer if we qualified with a game to spare, really, would it? So I think we'll have to wait for that game against Denmark next month. Fionnuala McCormack has qualified for the Olympic Games with her 5th place finish at the Chicago Marathon. Personal best time, 2 hours, 26.47 seconds. Incredible stuff. But what about the winner? Bridget Koshgai smashed the women's world record. 2 hours, 14.04 seconds. 16 county finals played yesterday. So many great stories. Do you know what? We could be here till the end of the show talking about the first timers.
We should just do a county final show.
Maybe we should. It was one of those extraordinary days. You can read all about them on the RTE News Now app and RTE.ie. But I do want to highlight Six Mile Bridges' big win against their neighbours, Cratlow. Tim Crowe, the manager, And what we found out yesterday was, well, those of us outside the county, there was a big falling out with Davy Fitzgerald, his coach of that Six Mile Bridge team. Well, he's been explaining how he and Davy got on board together and how it was key yesterday.
Myself and Davy had a difference of opinion for about 11 years, but it's a lesson for all clubs. You know, the sad thing is we should have mended bridges a long time earlier, and maybe our club would have benefited. It's a total community effort, and we all have our roles to play, and I'm just fortunate that I have the glamour role this year.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about glamour role, but...
a difference of opinion for about 11 years.
There's a life lesson there. That's all your sport for now.